Anna here, WGN, it's 233. Talking about unemployment, yes, it does end at the end of July, July 31st, that $600 bonus. So that's, but we're kind of looking at the math here and how some workers are sort of deciding, hey, maybe I'll hold off returning to my job because I'm making more on unemployment. I saw one daycare center teacher, she was interviewed, and she said, you know, I got to think about it, because, but going back during a pandemic and getting paid less right now in this environment when it's safer for me at home, I'm not sure I'm going to do it. She said that, you know, she's basically going to a petri dish with little kids and touching everything and snotty noses and runny noses, all that kind of stuff that she's going to have to deal with. And while she likes her job, she's thinking, hey, you know, I may not go back yet. And we're looking at that University of Chicago data. The economists there have kind of taken a look here at more than I thought. Two-thirds of workers on unemployment insurance making more in jobless benefits now with that federal boost than if they were actually working and going back to the job. Anecdotally, I've heard from restaurant owners who are starting to talk to employees, and some maybe don't necessarily want to go back just yet. They are making more on unemployment. Not that restaurants are going to be back up and running at full capacity anytime soon, but, you know, kind of approaching those that want to come, and some are saying, you know, not me. I'm going to pass right now. I'll wait a little bit. So it's an interesting thing, and you think with that $600 boost, that if you are making more and you're in on the lower wage, the lower end of the economic spectrum, you know, it's money that could go to good use, right? Even to fundamentals and things, paying off debt or things that really could make a difference in your life. That would you do that? What do you think? Would you do it? Would you stay at home? And we also want to ask about the issue of, are you allowed to stay home? That's another sticky issue too. If you get offered your job back, can you still get unemployment if you decide that you want to stay home and say, nah, I'm not going to come in, you know, no thanks, but do you still get to keep your unemployment? Let us know your thoughts, 312-981-7200. Want to hear from you on this. Also, this is interesting. The federal government has now said they're mulling this over. Well, what about if we added a $450 weekly bonus if you go back to work? Would that help? Would that boost be something that might convince you to say, hey, you know what, I will go back. It's almost exactly the same. I'll take it. That's something they're talking about doing right now, is they're trying to make sure that, you know, if you want the economy to come back, you need workers to be working. And if that many people are sitting on the sidelines or waiting on the sidelines, then, you know, maybe that could work. They could. Let's talk to Tom Gimbel. He's the CEO of LaSalle Network, and he knows an awful lot about jobs because that's what you do for a living. Tom, thanks for being on WGN.
Always good to talk to you, Anna. I hope you and your family and loved ones are healthy.
Everybody's good, and I feel very blessed about that. Tom, how about you?
Yeah, knock on wood, everybody's healthy in my neck of the woods and at our company and stuff, so it's nice.
Mm-hmm. And you guys back at what capacity right now? Because
we haven't done layoffs. So we're working. We're a professional service, so we were deemed to be an essential employer, but I have had all of our people working remote, and a few people have wanted to come in to get out of their house and to do that, but the majority, you know, 97-98% of them are working from home.
Yeah. And we just heard the mayor talk. Mayor Lightfoot said, you know, she's encouraging only 25% capacity at offices in the city. So lots of different kinds of things are going in place.
As long as one of them's her barber, it's okay.
Uh-oh. I know that was a major misstep. I feel the same way. She hasn't made a lot of them, but that was the one. And, you know, it's generated some headlines or two.
I had to say it. We all make mistakes.
I know. At the time, it did not look good, I will admit it, but I think she's you know, learn from that, and it really has not.
She's doing. You know what? You have to believe that everybody's doing what they believe is the best interest of their constituents. And we might not all agree on things, but you hopefully have to believe that people are doing what they believe is right for the right reasons.
Yes, and doing it for the right reasons. I would agree with that. Let's talk about the right reasons for staying home versus going into work. Yep. And this whole idea of these people. I was surprised 2/3 of people making more in unemployment insurance than if they went back to work.
Well,
that doesn't seem to me. Go ahead.
You have to remember, Anna, who the people are that were let go initially, right? We're talking hotels and restaurants, dishwashers and busboys and busgirls and bartenders, and not all of them are working at the high-end restaurants, right? So they're all that type of stuff. You have housekeepers and hotel staff. So there's a lot of lower-wage hourly workers who are unemployed, and so when you add up the amount of money between state unemployment and the federal subsidy of $600 a week, which gets you to $48,000 a year, that's a lot more than minimum wage, even at a $15 an hour mark. So I'm not surprised by those numbers.
No, I'm not. I wonder if that $450 boost is going to be a reality to try to get people working. Have you heard, I just mentioned anecdotally, I talked to a restaurant owner friend or two who have said, yeah, not everybody is accepting the offer to come back. Is that something you're hearing too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll let you in on a secret. Is in 2001 and in 2009, it was exactly the same thing, and there wasn't this much unemployment. When you have people who are making more than what their minimum wage is, there's a disincentivization to work. Now, I'm not saying everybody, and you have great listeners at WGN, so I'm not implying that. But there is a certain percentage of the population that, if paid not to work, is going to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. If so, answer that question for me. If you know it, if you're unemployed and you get offered your job back, you don't take it, are you supposed to lose your unemployment? Do you know that?
Yes. Yeah, so that is the challenge. So if you're offered your job back, and it's feasible for you to go to work. Now, there are some legalities, and I don't want to speak uneducatedly on it, with COVID. If you have either a family that's susceptible or you're susceptible and things along those lines that would prohibit you from going back to work, there are limits. But in a standard situation, if you're offered a job and you turn it down, that does go against your unemployment claim.
But there are so many different situations right now, different scenarios.
Oh, they're changing the laws.
I mean, even for people's reasons not to come back, it may not even be laziness, or it may not even be money. It may be, as you point out, that they're concerned about safety at that particular work environment. They have an immunocompromised person at home. Their children are not in school. Who's going to watch them? They're not open.
Last I checked. That's a huge one. The child daycare thing is a huge thing. But the other thing I will say is leading up to me joining on the show with you today, you were talking in the lead up about paying off, you know, using the extra money to pay off debt. That's not what it's for. You know, the money here isn't for people to build up savings and debt. This is taxpayer money. If you're unemployed and you're taking the money, you're taking it from me and your producer and everybody else who pays into the system. This isn't printed for free.
As an employer
and employee, we pay money into the unemployment tax, into that kitty every day, every week, every month, every year.
I get it, but I would say people on the lower end of the economic spectrum, which is who we are talking about here in terms of this two-thirds number, they're already sort of, you know, barely getting by. A larger percentage of their income goes to necessary things like just paying the bills and the food and just trying to keep things going in the household. And so if you have an opportunity to maybe buy even extra food or buy something, you know, necessities, right? That is an incentive as well, you're disincentivized to leave, to go back to work because of the need of needing that extra $100, $200, whatever it is, $600, to help you just pay, you know, basics, I think is the point I was trying to make, rather than just debt. But I think that's a position I think people are finding themselves in. That's where it is.
It's a very valid point. I think the other situation is we're also seeing in white collar positions being eliminated by companies due to the economic slowdown. And if you take somebody who's making $80,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year, they lose their job and they can't make their car payments, their house payments, their kids' college tuition, so on and so forth, and their grocery bills. There's a ripple down effect from that economically too that might even affect things in a bigger scale. And I think that what we're really in a situation that we're going to see is a blue collar, white collar discrimination. I think that's really an interesting thing where white collar folks are saying, hey, this is really working out not having to commute and come to work. We don't ever want to go into work ever again.
Mm.
And blue collar folks don't have that luxury because they work with their hands.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the white collar worker says, I want to work from wherever I want to, but I expect all the blue collar people to be there working 40 hours a week. And we're going to have a real problem in this country if every white-collar worker gets everything they want and the blue-collar workers make less money and they're supposed to be there and showing up. And I think we have a real challenge there because it's so much different than it was during the Great Depression. And the country's different and the economy's different, and there's a lot of long-term effects here.
All right. Well, I do want to get to your calls, and I know we have some lined up on your thoughts on this whole issue with the unemployment. Just finish up, Tom, because you have valuable time and always have great thoughts. Companies are hiring right now. Are you hearing? Can you give us any information for listeners about what they may be helpful?
Yeah, companies are hiring, and we're seeing IT is very active. We're seeing that financial institutions, bank and mortgage companies, that they're busy because of low interest rates. So there is that business. We're seeing companies that are selectively now letting people go, not even furloughing or downsizing, but letting go of poor performers and then hiring people that they think may be better who are being let go by competitors in the industry. So we're seeing a lot of those things. And we're also starting over the past 2 weeks, Chicago, on a local level where your listeners are, is starting to pick up. But, you know, we're approaching 40 million people unemployed. This is it's not a, I don't want to put rose-colored glasses on this thing. It's not lipstick on a pig. It's really a pig of an economy right now.
Yeah, and the thing we don't have time to get to right now, but I hope you come back on again, is how many of those jobs are coming back, and that we also have to keep an eye on as well. Tom, thank you. Good to hear from you. Glad you're
always
well.
Always good to talk to you.